Hello and welcome to the February 22nd, 2024 edition of Mr. Joe's Bipolar Podcast. My name is Mr. Joe. This is my neighborhood. This is my life, but this is our podcast journey. Welcome to Mr. Joe's Bipolar Podcast. Hello and welcome to another edition of Mr. Joe's Bipolar Podcast. My name is Mr. Joe, and it is awesome to have everybody here with me today. And of course, it's always wonderful to be out there with you as well. Guess what? I don't know if I said that right. And you want to know something? I really don't care. I don't care. I'm not going to go back and look. I am so excited to be here with you today to share this journey, the second part of my journey. We have to take this slow. We have to take this very slow. My name is Mr. Joe, and it's the year 2024. And, you know, I could go back to 2022 or 2020 or even 2018, and I could talk about what we went through together as a family, but that's not gonna matter right now. You know, we can't go back. We have to move forward. And again, I guess you could call this part two if that's the way you want to look at it. My name is Mr. Joe, and there's no other place to begin than from the top. Some of this might sound familiar to some of you out there because, my God, you've listened to hundreds of episodes, hundreds, and I'm so grateful for that. But hundreds of episodes listening, and now you're going to hear a version of me that's, I mean, I guess similar to the first version, but different. Different because you're still going to get the real Mr. Joe, but you're just going to get a different version. I don't know if that makes a whole lot of sense. First and foremost, and I know that I have complained about this in the past and probably most recently as 2 years ago. I have no idea what I'm doing with this podcast app. I'm going to take a few breaks in between. I tried that little interlude thing. I don't know if you guys caught that. You're going to hear some barking in the background. I'm not editing anything out. I really don't care. I want to be Mr. Joe. I want to be in the flesh, so to speak. And guess what? Things haven't changed a whole lot. I still don't remember anything that I've said or that I meant to say. So let's try to start over again. There's no other place really to start other than the beginning. And I guess best way to start is describing myself. I'm 48 years old. I'm a male, white male, 48 years old. And I'm not going to tell you where I live. It's quite important. And I want you to remember this. I want you to remember this. Before we go off the air today, and before I finish up my conversation with you about who we are and what we're going to talk about and the family that we're going to create or reestablish here, I want you to remember this. People are mean, people are cruel, people are jealous, people are revengeful, some people like to ruin other people's lives. And because of that reason, we have to be very private and what we speak about. So there may be certain things that I talk about that are about other people, other people's experiences, other people's experiences that they shared with me. Very, 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 very close people. I hope it makes sense, okay? But we have to be careful. So there's certain things, you know, let me give you a real quick example. Substance abuse, alcoholism, drug addiction, things of that nature. I want to speak about those things. So you know what? I got lots of stories from other people, and I'm going to share them with you. because I happen to know those other people really, really, really well. You're going to get the real Mr. Joe, where here it is. I have a diagnosis of bipolar disorder, bipolar one, rapid cycling, mixed episodes. God, I'm going to knock. I don't know if you hear that. You definitely heard that. But I've been stable, but my diagnosis is officially schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type 1, rapid cycling, mixed episodes. That's a whole lot to take in. But if I was to summarize exactly what that means, schizoaffective, bipolar type 1, I guess the best way to summarize would be, I am an absolute wackadoo. That's it. That's good. I'm a wackadoo. I'm a wackadoo, like so many of you out there, so many more of you out there in 2024 than any person could ever imagine. So it is wackadoo universe going on out there. We all know that. Okay? But I'm real. I'm real. And we're going to share our stories together. And I'm going to do my very best. And I don't care who's listening because you want to know something. This is real life. You're not going to know who Mr. Joe is. Mr. Joe, yes, I'm a 48-year-old male. I'm married. I have a beautiful wife. I have four beautiful children. That's my story. That's my real story. I teach children with autism. I'm a behavior analyst. I'm involved with special education. I'm a coach. That's the real story. But sadly, so many people want to believe that the real story is that I see people, I hear things that aren't there. I feel things that probably aren't even happening. I get sad sometimes. I get happy sometimes. I get ultra super happy sometimes. And guess what? All of you wackadoos out there, unfortunately, deal with a lot of the same things that I deal with. I've been down that road. I've been through it all, the anxiety, the depression, the mania. I'm going to share it all with you. There's no reason why I can't. I'm excited about this. I mean, again, it feels like I'm starting over completely. I'll tell you what's interesting is that this might throw you for a loop because I remember in the past I had so many different problems. And those of you who are new to Mr. Joe's Bipolar Podcast are going to realize the simple fact that there were tooth problems. There were so many issues in the past, but guess what? Right now, it's February 22nd, 2024, and on February 28th, I will be having a major, major back surgery. And I'm going to look up the exact two procedures that are being done to me. But Mr. Joe hasn't walked in years, I'd say about since 2020. Now, I haven't gone back on any episodes to see whether or not I was walking well or just dealing with back pain. But again, starting over, my name is Mr. Joe. I'm 48 years old. I have bipolar disorder, schizoaffective disorder. I'm a wackadoo just like so many of you out there. And if you're not a wackadoo, I promise you, you do know a wackadoo, and that's why you're listening to this. And the hell that you might go through as well, knowing that wackadoo, whether it's your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your child, your spouse, your mother, maybe your mom, maybe your mother, things like that. And I don't know if this is making a whole lot of sense. And again, it's probably silly for those of you who, have heard me in the past, it'll make a little bit more sense. I hope to to everybody out there, I don't sound manic because I don't believe that I am. I feel like I'm just excited. But my physical health has taken a horrible turn for the worse. I'm having back surgery. I haven't been able to walk well in quite some time. I have a beautiful family, like I mentioned before, four children. Their ages are, get ready for this, 4, 6, well, soon to be 5 and 7. So, you know what? Let's push them all up a year, because before you know it, we'll be talking about that. So we got 5, 7, 19, 21. Dear God, how time goes by. It's way too early in our new part two of Mr. Joe for me to start crying on a podcast. So we're gonna do our very best to prevent that. But believe me, if I could, I would right now, because just thinking about how the time has gotten away from all of us. Look at what we are going through as a world. And you want to know something? I have to practice certain things. First and foremost, I'm so tired of saying first and foremost. I say that quite a bit. We're going to have to work on some of this stuff, guys, eliminating some of this ridiculousness. But I am not exactly sure whether or not I'm even recording right now. So here's two things that are going to happen. Number one, I'm going to take breaks. You're not going to know it. Number two, you are going to know it because I'm going to practice those little interlude things to see how that works. I want to see what goes on. So, consider this to be break number one. So believe it or not, guys, that actually kind of worked, I believe. I was able to record successfully. So here we are. This is not going to be an incredibly long part two, which would be actually also the conclusion. You know what? I'm so sorry. Since this is in real time, everybody excuse me as I lift my dog onto the bed. Well, one of my dogs who happens to be alongside me. I'm going to be home for the next month, everybody, after my surgery. So there'll be a lot of Mr. Joe conversation going on with myself in the neighborhood. But we can't stay on for too long, only because I feel like I need to get this out there. But again, we're starting from the top, and one of the first things that Mr. Joe did in terms of creating this podcast was talk about bipolar disorder. We went through books, psychiatric books, the DSM. We went through diagnosis, like official diagnoses, whatever the word is. And we discuss them all, depression and bipolar and schizophrenia and anxiety. And you know what? So we're going to start from the top. And I don't know if I'm going to read to you again. It's going to be really, really boring. If you want to be read to, go back to whatever episodes those were. But bipolar disorder. Some of you have it, and that's why you're listening to this. And some of you have somebody that you love with bipolar disorder, and you want to know something? What's incredible is the simple fact that I feel like bipolar disorder is even different now in 2024. I know that sounds insane, because how does bipolar disorder really change? Well, you know what? I think we could even. My dog is crazy. Sorry. I think we can. I don't know if identify bipolar disorder more, or if we can mistaken it more, because there are so many issues that are going on in this world. So, you know what? Maybe that'll be awesome, because maybe I could help us re-identify whether or not we're struggling with bipolar disorder. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're doing idiotic things, I mean, just pure moronic things, fighting with your spouse, threatening people, acting inappropriately, just constant denial, things of those nature. Go ahead, jump down, go. If those are some of the things that you're dealing with and you're not sure whether or not you're right or wrong and how you're being perceived by the ones that love you, well, let me give you something right off the bat. You're most likely wrong. Because all those things I mentioned, well, guess what? You probably have all those things going on if you're listening to this. And again, if you're not having those things going on, you love somebody who is acting irrationally. And it is very easy to act irrationally here in 2024 in this world that we live in. But it's very simple, guys. Bipolar disorder is, there's two ends of the spectrum here. You have depression. And, when you're clinically depressed, you are down. You're down. And I don't mean down in the dumps. You don't want to be walking around and you don't want to be exercising and you don't want to be up out of bed. And you know what? You may not even be into the show on Netflix because you're so down. You may be at a point where you feel helpless and hopeless, or you might not even have feelings. Could you imagine that? You say to yourself, what the hell does he mean? You may not even have feelings. You may be emotionless. Is that a real thing? You bet your butt. How do you like that? Mr. Joe still doesn't curse on Mr. Joe's Bipolar Podcast. And I need to really, excuse me, translate that to my home environment. But that's neither here nor there. You could be manic. And you want to know something? Please forgive me for saying so, but manic, in my opinion, means you're a maniac. You're a maniac. You're acting irrationally. You're not treating others well. Maybe you're cheating on somebody that you really love. Maybe you're stealing things. Maybe you're taking drugs, using drugs. Maybe you're staying up late nights and not able to sleep at all. And watching Netflix, guess what? That's not even cutting it. Same way as it didn't cut it when you were super depressed. You're so manic, you don't know what the hell to do with yourself. I have headphones in right now. I have to remove one. I hope this doesn't mess anything up. I don't want to pause anything. But I think I hear a whole bunch of birds. We're gonna find out. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm not going crazy, thankfully, thank goodness that's not the case right now, because you never know what Mr. Joe. Listen, there's gonna be a lot of you. You're gonna tune in, you're gonna realize, you're gonna start to understand that bipolar disorder and schizophrenia, well, they both can produce psychosis. So some of you are going to start to realize that this is, a lot of schizophrenia involved in our conversations as well. Some of us see people, some of us hear things, some of us drive and they feel things in our backs, poking into us. And oh, please. Some of us hear birds that aren't there, but apparently they are. I looked out the window, so we're good to go. God, some of us are even narcissists. A lot of people with bipolar disorder, they become narcissistic. They really do, because they're so convinced that their behavior is appropriate that they almost kind of become self-centered and selfish and all of those things. And again, if those are the things that you're looking to figure out and find out about, well, you're on the right podcast. If you are having panic attacks, you can't breathe, your palms are sweaty, your heart's beating out of your chest, you're dizzy, you're vomiting, you can't go out, you don't want to go anywhere, you can't sleep. Every single damn illness in the world you feel like you have because you're a hypochondriac. My God, you can't breathe, your shortness of breath. What's happening? You're having a panic attack. Guess what? It's real. But you made it that way. And I'm going to help you to get out of that. So, yes, some of this is going to be secretive because you want to know something? We have to protect the identity because many of us are sick and we don't know we're sick. And what do? We go out and we explore. We explore different kinds of drugs because we're not sure how to get our brains right. You know, we smoke marijuana, which by the way is no longer a drug out where Mr. Joe's neighborhood is. Okay, I just want to make that. So now you could pinpoint me even more if you'd like, which at some point, guys, I don't care. We're going to stick with this for so long. We got to make this big. We want to get out there. I want to be on air. I want us to be able to talk to one another. I don't know how to do that yet, but maybe we can get some kind of a contract going. I know. Here are the ideas. Everybody, manic bipolar people, there's another symptom. Mr. Joe just gave another symptom. I'm going to become rich. I no longer have to work. Shark Tank. Oh my God. Come on. I could be the host of Shark Tank with this idea. Well, you get what I'm saying. I'm bouncing all over the place here, guys, but anxiety, I could help you with that. I could help you with those panic attacks because, again, we create those things. But here we go because I forgot. It was one of those forgetful moments again, substance abuse. I know a lot of people that have taken a lot of different drugs just to explore whether or not they could fix their brain. I know a lot of people, such as myself, who have been on a variety of medications to try to get their brain correct. I know a lot of people, such as myself, that blame the doctors for a lot, but blame myself for even more. Okay, so remember that. Doctors kind of suck until you find the right one. Doctors kind of stink until you find the right one. I couldn't help myself but go back and fix that one. But once you find the right one, you know, if you're in the right state of mind, you're going to know it's the right one, and you're going to stay with that doctor. And if you're in the wrong state of mind and you're not willing to fix yourself, guess what? You're probably not going to be with that doctor for much, much longer, or you've already moved on to the next doctor, because that's the way it works. Some of us, you know, we come off our medication and then we realize that, you know, we've been to so many doctors, we don't even know what to do next. Me, thankfully, God, I mean, I was on and off medications and messed around so much and tried to figure out what the heck was going on in my brain for so many years that by the time I was really, really, really ready to medicate myself, I knew what I needed. Could you imagine being down so many different roads and paths that you actually know what medications to put yourselves on? You want to know something? As brilliant as that might sound, it is sad. It really is, because it took me until 2017 approximately because of my beautiful wife, not me. You know, I did the work afterwards. I'm not going to lie. And I still have work to do. We all have work to do. And you're never well. You're never going to be perfect. No one's perfect, but your mind, your brain, the way we function, we're never going to be perfect. But let me tell you something. I would be 100% one of two things if I didn't have my wife. Either one, I'd be locked away in a loony bin, or two, I'd be dead. But my wife, somehow, some way, you know, I was on that one last breath. That one last mental health breath of where it was all going to go downhill. All those rock bottoms that we think we have hit. You think it's a rock bottom, but it's not. And then it finally happens. And God, man, it took decades, decades for it to happen to me. I don't want, but it doesn't have to be that way with you guys. If you are listening now, we could start fresh. We could do it. I can help you. That's what I do. That's why I'm here. That's what I do with children. That's what I do with adults, with autism, with disabilities. That's what I do with adults with substance abuse issues, because I know people who have had substance abuse issues, people that are close to me. I want to help people that are sick. Sick, and that's not a bad word. Sick is not a bad word. Sick, being sick is, being sick could really, really be difficult. Guys, I can't walk straight up. I swear to God, I cannot walk straight up. I can't walk 10 feet. I'm at the point where I can't walk 10 feet without stopping and having to completely bend over and stretch and, hold on to something. That's how bad. And you guys know how, into working out and all those things that Mr. Joe is. And I am getting done. God, I hope to God that this didn't just cut everybody off. I'm scrolling through my phone. We're going to find it real quick. You guys bear with me. I have something called cervical spinal stenosis, along with 20 billion herniated discs. So the two procedures that I'm getting done, and listen, you know, Mr. Joe, it's been a long time since I've been to college. So the first one is Lamin, Lamecto. Lamectomy. Okay, whatever. You get it. The second one is, this is even easier, a discectomy. Discectomy. And I don't need to say, oh God, removes damaged discs in the spine. Oh, removing part or all of the vertebrae bone. I'm done. Okay, you want to know what the big takeaway is about what we just did and what everybody needs to realize that Mr. Joe has finally accomplished? All of these years, knowing that I needed surgery for months now, months, and knowing what kind of surgery, knowing exactly what's been wrong with me. Do you want to know something? Surgery, as I said, is on February 28th, less than a week away, and that's the first time I Googled the procedures. Stay away from Google, okay? You should be proud of that. You should be proud of Mr. Joe for that one, because we need to get the hell off the internet and stop reading what people are writing, because we're all different. Everybody's different with every kind of medication. It doesn't work like that. Stop reading about the side effects of things. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to concentrate. I'm probably going to concentrate on anxiety and panic attacks 2024 style in our next episode. And that's probably going to be the best way to start Mr. Joe's Bipolar Podcast Part 2. We may make some changes, guys, along the way here. I'm not going to get into it right now, but we may have to put ads on here, guys. I love working with the kids with autism. I really do. And guess what? I went back to being a full-time teacher. Full-time teacher. I got my own class and everything. I don't want to talk about it right now. We'll talk about that another time. But as much as I love it, I want to retire. I want to retire and do this all day for hours. I want to be on like Sirius or, XM, one of those things, so that we could help each other and we could talk. I'm willing to show my face. I want to be out there. I need your help somehow, some way. All right, Mr. Joe BP at yahoo.com. That's how you can get in touch with me somehow, some way. I just remembered that. I don't even know how. I know I'm on Twitter. I haven't gotten the faintest clue of what my Twitter handle might be. But what I do know is we have been speaking for a lot longer than I anticipated, so we got to wrap this thing up. I know I said something at the end of all of my, I don't have my old outro music. God, if you only knew what I had to deal with that nonsense trying to get the intro going. But what did I say? If you love somebody, no. If you're doing well, if you have a mental illness or a substance abuse problem and you're doing well, something along those lines, I encourage you to continue to work hard and do your very best. And if you love or you care about somebody with a mental illness, now it's coming back to me. If you love or you care about somebody with a mental illness or a drug issue, you could, support that person in the very best way that you know how. And that might mean not supporting that person at all. Oh my God. And now I remember, listen, if you are struggling right now with a mental health condition or substance abuse issue, please continue to fight. Please continue to battle. I got the chills, man. Please continue to soldier on. Thank you so much for listening to Mr. Joe's Bipolar Podcast. Listen, I know that was a disaster, but you know what? Bear with me. We'll be back in action real soon. Talk to you soon, everybody. Have a great day. Bye.